Hey, good evening, my friends. We are in day 36, which is entitled You Can Run, But You Can't Hide. And in this chapter, we speak about responsibility that we have to other people. We mentioned that in the Mincha service on Yom Kippur, we read from Sefer Yonah, which is the book about the biblical prophet Jonah, where God comes to Yonah and tells him to go to the city of Nineveh and to encourage their citizens to repent. They had become corrupt. And what's interesting about God's command to Yonah is that Nineveh, which is the capital of this ancient Assyrian empire, was not a Jewish city. There were actually no Jews living there, but God still wanted Yonah to go on this long and onerous journey and help them improve their ethical conduct. In the new book that I just came out with, The Jewish Experience, I just posted how you can get it, in another article that was just written about it, I said that Rabbi Soloveitchik, I quoted Rabbi Soloveitchik, who said the reason we read this episode from the Tanakh, from the Torah on Yom Kippur, is as a reminder that our responsibility as Jews goes to everyone, not just to the Jewish people. We're supposed to be concerned about the moral life of everyone in the world. We can't just let things crumble in whatever society. Obviously, charity starts at home when we have to first be concerned about our fellow Jew, but it doesn't end there. But the theme of the chapter, going back to the 40-day challenge, is that we have responsibilities to others. And Yonah was not interested in this mission. He didn't want to take on this responsibility, and he runs away to the city of Tarshish, which is the exact opposite direction of Nineveh, where he was supposed to go. And when Tarshish isn't far enough, he boards a boat, sails across the Mediterranean, and God keeps following him, constantly reminding him of his responsibility to improve the conduct of this people of Nineveh. He gets thrown overboard, swallowed up by this giant fish, maybe a whale, refuses to get involved, but he's stubborn. And the idea here is you can run, but you can't hide. We all have a responsibility, and we all feel the urge to escape. We want to run to the opposite direction and flee from our own life purpose. But deep down, we know we were created for a higher purpose, and that purpose eventually catches up with us. You know, you can run, but you can't hide. And I think this is a very, very important theme. We live in a society, you know, you do you, I'll do what I do, you do what you do. That's not the Jewish attitude. It's not the Jewish attitude on the other extreme to be a yenta and to be judgmental and tell other people how to live their lives, but to just take the laissez-faire attitude and say, you know, that's between him and his God, and I'm just going to do what I wanted to do. That shows a lack of concern for a fellow human being, right? If you had a brother who, God forbid, was living in an unhealthy way, you wouldn't, none of us would take the attitude, well, you know, it's that's his own business, right? We would do everything we can in a non-judgmental, uplifting way to help that person. And in fact, that is the mitzvah, Hochech Tochech Tamitecha. It says in chapter 19 of the book of Leviticus and Sefer Vayikra that we're supposed to say something to improve our neighbor's religious level and observance because we care about their relationship. And the Gemara is telling us here that, I mentioned the Gemara, the Talmud from in You Can Run, But You Can't Hide chapter, that every Jew is responsible, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Bazeh, and not just physically, but spiritually. And we have to, on Yom Kippur, not just think about ourselves. That's why when we say the Al-Chetz, Ashamnu, Bagadnu, Gazanu, we did this wrong, we did that wrong. I mean, no one is so bad that they did all those things. We are taking responsibility for every sin that any Jew could have committed. And that's why it runs all the way, the Vidui, the confessional, goes from Aleph through Tav, from A through Z, because it encompasses the totality of sin. We are not simply asking Hashem for forgiveness for our own individual selves. We're asking Hashem for forgiveness for the entire klal, and as Sefer Yonah is pointing out, for all of humanity. And that's something to think about as we get closer to Yom Kippur. How can I help other people, not just myself, earn forgiveness? But I have a friend, he's struggling spiritually, religiously. Maybe they're open to a discussion about it. Maybe I can help them, not by being judgmental, but by listening and by helping.